Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Say, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, happy Monday. I know why you're here, and it's to hear about Bad Bunny. And I'm here to tell you it'll happen at 12:47 when Ethan takes over the microphone.
That's what we do here at 97.1 FM Talk. We talk about the latest trending music and entertainment news.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we tease.
No politics whatsoever. Well, we do plenty of that as well. But I feel like the majority of that happens when Ryan is in the seat, not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and Ryan is still at Disney World, or somewhere in between Disney World and his job that helps him get to Disney World. However, I will say, I do believe that when I say that you're, when the listeners hear me say that you're here to listen to us talk about Bad Bunny, I'm going to be honest. I think 98% of them think I'm talking about Joe Biden and the Easter Bunny. It's a Bad Bunny.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. And that should be pretty telling of the situation.
But just let's not give up too much information.
Yep, that's all. That's where I'm leaving it.
Tune in to 12:47 to find out if we're talking about Joe Biden's Easter Bunny, i.e. Corinne Jean-Pierre, maybe. A lot happening over the weekend. A lot to discuss. Tyler Robinson, just at his initial hearing, the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk. We have another church shooting combined with burning at a Mormon church in Michigan, a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Michigan. Four dead is my last number that I have heard. Another incredible tragedy. And so we're watching as news conferences come in on that. And then in the meantime, a government shutdown looms. We've been talking about this all year. I've been talking to Ryan Schmelz and Chad Pergram and Congress men and women who have come on the show and be like, are we going to get to September and then we're going to have the old government shutdown fight? You know, the thing that we do every year at this time. And it seemed as though what I remember them saying is, I hope not, which means yeah. And so here we are. The government may shut down at close. No, it's not close of business. When does business really close? When does it open? On Congress. Midnight tomorrow night, Eastern time. So they have through tomorrow midnight in order to come to some sort of agreement when you have an impasse of the majority of Republicans in the House who can put together what they're trying to do right now is put together a continuing resolution that will continue to fund the government at the current levels. Nothing changes so that they can get a budget passed by the end of the year. Now, that's about the extent of which I can responsibly explain it to you. So Ryan Schmelz will be with us at 1:30. Who is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill White House and White House correspondent. He just gave the update with Fox News at the top of this hour. He'll be with us in about 80 minutes from right now to give us the very latest. Because over the weekend in my X feed, I keep seeing, Trump not even going to meet with Democrats. Oh, Trump's going to meet with Democrats. And it just goes back and forth. The ping pong ball moves back and forth across the table. And as of right now, I believe that there is a potential meeting that is going to take place between Donald Trump and the Republican majority and the Democrats. You might be listening and saying, Annie, Republicans have the majority. If the Republicans are in lockstep, they can go through this whole process. No, that's not the way it works, because in the Senate, they're going to need 60 votes. It's not like reconciliation, which is the thing that we wanted to see get done with the big, beautiful bill that was signed on July 4th, which was a simple majority in the House of Republicans, that of which the Republicans do actually have. They do not have 60 votes in the Senate. They will need to bring over, what do we have, 53? Mm-hmm. They're going to need to not lose any Republican votes, which includes the likes of the senator from Maine, Susan Collins, who is very purple. In that state, she is not a guaranteed Republican vote. Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, another difficult vote. Rand Paul on money issues, an absolutist. God love him for being there and representing that part of the wing. Will Rand Paul support it? There's three Republicans right there that if they lost those three, they wouldn't have the majority. What do they have to do in order to fund the government to make sure that they can get to 60? They have to please I just basically, on economic issues, set the table for the spectrum on the Republican Party. Rand Paul, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski.
Are there any Democrats that we can say right now, like, we're confident that they would vote yes? Is there any whatsoever?
There are definitely Democrats who will vote to fund the government.
Okay.
But under what circumstances?
Sure.
They'll have to get something.
Right.
People don't like that.
Yeah.
Tough cookies. That's just the way government works. That is how they'll have to come to agreement. And I cannot stress enough that the founding fathers knew that this would be difficult. You don't like it? You don't like the way certain elected officials are voting? If you're in their district, if you're in their state, you got to change them out and put somebody in there who is going to represent you in a better way. And if you don't get enough votes, then that's just the way it goes. I lament that fact because I live in the state of Illinois. And all of my federal representatives, other than the president and the vice president, are, in fact, Democrats. So we're going to talk to Ryan Schmelz about the government shutdown. But that's what our YouTube poll is centered around today. And I'm kind of curious, Ethan, you're 25 years old. You've been dabbling in conservative talk radio. I'm going to say it, and you can, like, vehemently disagree for a paycheck. why you try to make a great and storied career that one day we will be, remember when Ethan was just the little associate producer for the Annie Fry Show on a talk station when you're broadcasting pro sports somewhere.
Well, I was going to allow for the comment to be made until you went that far with it. But yes, dabbling.
Dabbling.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to get the impression here that Ethan is anything other than a really smart businessman and a loving, doting husband who understands that these enormous power bills need to be paid. I digress. But
that's why I'm in radio.
Well, yes. For the money. That's why we all got into radio. The question is, why are we still here? My question to you, though, is when it comes to, like, government shutdowns and the process through Congress, how much of this right now, as somebody who's been dabbling for a little bit longer than I would imagine a lot of your 25-year-old peers are not, like, on the edge of their seat waiting to find out if the government shuts down, how much are you paying attention to this? How much do you feel like you understand? Give yourself a grade.
Right now, going into a Monday, I would say it's really low. It's probably a D or an F. But one of the cool things about, as you mentioned, I think you summed it up actually really well, dabbling in politics, having a certain level of interest while also knowing that if it goes too far, it just goes over my head. By the end of the week, I will have a much better understanding. And I would say by the end of the week, it'd probably be like a C.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like an F.
Because, so you're learning.
Yeah. I mean, like, and that's the thing, like, I don't know, how many times a year do we get to this point where we're talking about this and we're trying to avoid a shutdown, and you get a little bit of information?
Well, we get to this point in September every year.
Okay, all right.
But there are other things. Like,
so it's year-round, it's September every year? Is that what it tends to be?
Well, they just need to make sure, the funding runs out in September.
Okay.
So they funded the government last year through September. They basically can pass a continuing resolution, which is essentially a band-aid.
That was a year ago we were talking about the CR?
Yeah, we're always talking about it. We're always talking about you need to do this so that we don't have to pass another CR. We should fund the government the way it is supposed to be responsibly funded for the taxpayers who actually fund the government. And then here we are in September 29th going, we're going to have a government shutdown. Gasp.
Jeez, it feels like it's been a really fast year. I would say right now it's relatively low, but that's kind of the cool part about this is, you know, when you're around it, you get a lot of information and you grow to learn and understand things. But yeah, right now, this side of politics is the side that I would say
you glaze over.
My interest is limited because maybe this is bad, but I kind of just hope and trust that something is going to get done at some point. And
hope,
the people
yes,
that we
trust,
the people that we elect to do this are just going to be able to, you know, take care of business. And unfortunately, maybe my hope is too
there high. Are at minimum 6 or 7 listeners out there right now that said trust but verify, Ethan, which is a quote by Ronald Reagan.
That's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Trust but verify.
And that's probably where I would line up more so. Yeah.
And you can trust a government more, you would think, that has a majority of people who think fiscally the way you do. And if you're a conservative or a Republican right now, you would hope that the majority would allow you to do it. The truth of the matter is, though, in order to pass a budget which needs to be passed by the end of the year, you're going to need to get Democrats to agree with you. How does that happen? There are going to be things that make Republicans squirm because they are going to have to do things that get those Democrats on board to fund the government. The real question is, what happens if we don't fund the government? And the answer to that will be coming at 1:30 with Ryan Schmelz. Okay, so let's say they can't come to an agreement by midnight tomorrow night. What stops? What doesn't? Who has the authority to say, nope, we're going to continue funding this or that? Or who doesn't have that authority? We'll get all of those answers with Ryan Schmelz at 1:30. And the YouTube poll for you today is, how will you feel if the government shuts down over a funding impasse? Blame Democrats, blame Republicans, or couldn't care less? And I am really interested to know how many of you, active, engaged, and educated listeners out there, on the right and on the left, if you're listening to the show, you have already modeled at least a little bit of an interest in knowing what's going on and caring about it. I wonder how many of you, I'm wondering if it'll get over 10%. Couldn't care less. I haven't looked, are you looking at the results?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at the results yet. My guess at the end of the show, blame Democrats is going to be 85%. Blame Republicans, standard 3%. 85 plus 3, 88, 12%. That's my guess. That's my shakedown.
Putting it down on paper? Put it on the board?
We should.
It's on the board.
When we come back, we're going to speak with Greg Jarrett. What did you specifically book Greg Jarrett on? Comey?
Comey.
Okay, yeah, good. Because we're going to talk to James about... We're not going to talk to James Comey. Although, Brad, you could work on that, too.
I'll do my best,
I would like to depose James Comey. Can we please get him in studio, if you please? He can sit where Jamie Lisso sat on Friday. We're going to talk to Greg Jarrett about James Comey. Michael Cohen, did you pull the Michael Cohen clip?
No. No.
I didn't send it to you because I'm not going to be like, Michael Cohen said something I agree with. Let's play it on our show. Boo on that. That's not happening. I respect you more for not pulling that clip. Michael Cohen said on MSNBC that he thinks Comey is going to be guilty.
Ooh.
And Michael Cohen knows a little bit about crime. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if this is where I'm like, Michael Cohen's my man. Greg Jarrett is our friend here on The Annie Fry Show, Fox News legal analyst, expert when it comes to everything that's been going on in the background while they've been trying to attack Donald Trump. And Greg Jarrett joins us next. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right. But I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
Let's have a trial. I'm innocent, declares James Comey. Man, if there is somebody who has done their research on this story, it's our friend Greg Jarrett. He joins us once again. Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor, and author of many great books that you must check out, especially on the story of Russia collusion and the Russia hoax. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to the show. Thank you for your time today.
Annie, good to be with you.
So we get an indictment last week, for James Comey on two charges. Can you break down for us, with your expertise and your breadth of knowledge on this topic, what were those indictments and what does that mean for James Comey?
Well, first of all, you played the clip and it was so predictable. In my first book 7 years ago, in which Comey was on the cover, I opened the book by describing how nauseously arrogant and self-righteous and vainglorious he was. And of course, within an hour or two of the indictment, he rushed to the nearest camera to claim the mantle of victimhood while anointing himself as America's greatest hero, fearless in the face of a tyrant. He vowed to fight for truth, justice, and the American way. I'm surprised he didn't wear his Superman cape. It was classic Comey. There he was, vainglorious and sermonizing and moralizing. The dissonance is so striking because, this is the guy who did more damage to the FBI and our system of justice, and indeed a presidency, the first Trump term, than anyone ever. So, that's going to be his defense, that he is a victim of a political prosecution and lawfare, which, of course, is, you know, silly ironic because he's the guy who single-handedly launched the first lawfare campaign against Donald Trump, the phony Russia hoax. As far as, you know, the charges are concerned, there are only two of them, false statements, obstruction. And that's pretty straightforward. I think he has an advantage because this is the Eastern District of Virginia. So the jury pool will be made up of liberals. The judge is a Biden appointee. The burden of proof is on the prosecution, and it's an exceedingly high burden beyond a reasonable doubt. So I think a lot of it will depend on the credibility of the witnesses against him. And, you know, based on what I've read in the indictment, we don't know who those witnesses are, but it's pretty clear they're going to be, you know, Comey loyalists. So have they turned against him, or just the opposite? I suspect they will maintain some, you know, sense of loyalty and fudge their testimony so that it won't be really against him, but will give him you know, a legal out to the charges. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for prosecutors. If this case were brought someplace else, a fair venue with, you know, a neutral judge and neutral jurors, the outcome, I suspect, would be different.
So, you know, he says at the end there, let's have a trial. I'm innocent. Do you feel as though the evidence that we have in the public eye, at least, of course, we'll wait and see what kind of testimony is brought during this trial. Do you think his innocence is truly up for debate? Do you feel like they might have him dead to rights on providing false statements?
No, I mean, look, broadly speaking, beyond the indictment, I think Americans have come to know James Comey, ruthless, you know, unscrupulous, unprincipled. You know, under Comey's tenure, which was less than 4 years, he ruined the good name and reputation of the FBI. The law enforcers under Comey became the law breakers. He was a law unto himself, driven by his bias and his conspicuous hatred of Donald Trump. You know, Comey and his confederates at the FBI, the whole gang of them, and we know their names, manipulated facts. They contorted the law to target and destroy Trump. They knew there was no credible evidence that he colluded with Russia. It was all cooked up by Hillary and her campaign and fueled by a dossier that the FBI debunked almost immediately. You know, it was a damning fiction and the dirtiest trick ever perpetrated in politics. Comey, in a nutshell, tried to incriminate Trump for crimes that he knew Trump didn't commit. And he did it through deceptions and lies and malevolent acts. And, you know, he truly has very few supporters. But, you know, in Washington, D.C., that's not terribly unusual that, you know, it may come to this. But, you know, spare me the moralizing that, you know, he's a victim here of lawfare.
Yeah.
He was the chief of lawfare.
Yeah, he definitely has. I guess he would identify it by recognizing it from being part of it. It feels like that. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why. If there's a methodology in your assessment of going after James Comey first, I understand that maybe there are concerns about other people who may have lied under oath, who maybe have gotten some auto pen pardons, that maybe the work to try to restore some justice in this country goes through James Comey, because I guess he didn't get a pardon from Joe Biden. Like, is there a reason why Joe Biden or James Comey first?
Yeah, I think because there was a looming statute of limitations problem that was set to expire tomorrow, literally, based on his last congressional testimony 5 years ago in 2020. So there was a ticking clock there for him. Now, we do know that the Department of Justice is investigating a variety of other people, including John Brennan, who was the CIA director. And I think there's, you know, reportedly, you know, the FBI and the DOJ are also looking about an ongoing lawfare conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
The advantage to that is, particularly in a conspiracy, is that the last act in furtherance of the conspiracy is when the clock starts ticking. And so that's beneficial when there are statute limitations. But look, so many of the people, you know, are going to walk without accountability because under Joe Biden and Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice, they sat on incriminating evidence regarding a great many people and watched happily as the statute clicked by.
We're speaking with Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst and author. Read his books on everything leading up to this moment. It's a good chronology of how we have gotten to this moment. Is there a possibility that during a trial where James Comey is on trial for either distorting the truth, not providing the truth, or specifically being deceptive with the truth, is there a possibility that other things are discovered in, you know, oath-written testimony that might make this investigation into what really went on in the Russia collusion hoax even broader?
Yeah, I would like to think so, but these charges are narrowly defined, and so I tend to think not. But make no mistake, under Kash Patel at the FBI and Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche at the Department of Justice and others, they're digging deep. I mean, for example, Patel is on record stating that they have found everything from burn bags to, you know, squirreled away in places that nobody knew about in the FBI building, to hard drives that were also concealed and hidden and have been recently discovered. Deliberately concealed evidence tolls the statute of limitations. So, I mean, I don't know what's on the hard drive or the burn bags, but, you know, that's one possibility for suspending the statute of limitations. They're digging deep, and, you know, they may have all kinds of things that at this point we're unaware of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, if you read in particular my second book, Witch Hunt, I lay out all the acts of misfeasance and malfeasance, deception, lies, crimes committed, the statutes and the people who violated them, and, you know, Comey and Clapper and Brennan among them, but a great many others.
Well, the books are definitely out there for folks to read to get a little precursor to what we might see as James Comey has been indicted last week on these two charges. Greg Jarrett, you have literally written the book on it. We're always grateful that you share some of your expertise with us here on our show. Thanks for being with us today.
Happy to do it, Annie. Take care.
Yep, you as well. We'll have you back soon. Greg Jarrett is the Fox News legal analyst that we love to have on to talk about specifically these issues. He has been covering them when everybody else was kind of maybe side-eyeing because the mainstream media really held the levers. They were effective in the early years of the Trump administration, and Greg Jarrett has been saying, this is what's really going on here. And the last time we had him on, he was talking about some of the documents that had been released and some of the knowledge that's been released. He's like, I wrote about this in my book in 2018. He's been there. He's had the documents. He's covered it. And now that President Trump is back in office with an administration and a Justice Department that's focused on justice, we will see what justice looks like in James Comey's circumstances and situation. All right, we're going to take a quick break. The YouTube poll for today, how will you feel if the government shuts down over funding impasse? Blame the Democrats? Blame Republicans? Or you couldn't care less. Government shutdown, whatever. Let us know what you think. Go to the vote in the live chat poll. It's on today's YouTube live broadcast of the show. So if you search Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y on YouTube, you'll see we're broadcasting right now. In the live chat portion, that's where the poll is. President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu are going to be having a joint news conference from the White House shortly. And we are going to listen into that because there's discussions that maybe peace could be very close to being successfully negotiated. So we will carry that when it happens as well. We've got Steve Moore on the economy coming up at 1 and Ryan Schmelz on the government shutdown at 1:30. And your votes in the YouTube poll on the break. Let's go. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm going to start by asking you if you've seen this 21-point peace plan and if you plan to declare support for it at the White House tomorrow.
Well, we're working on it, Jackie. It's not been finalized yet, but we're working with President Trump's team, actually as we speak, and I hope we can make it a go because we want to free our hostages. We want to get rid of Hamas rule and have them disarmed, Gaza demilitarized, and a new future set up for Gazans and Israelis alike and for the whole region.
So there you have Bibi Netanyahu talking about the stakes right now on this discussion to broker some sort of peace, some sort of calm, finally, to Gaza. And Netanyahu is at the White House right now because there's been an impasse between them before. You want to take another shot at the YouTube poll?
So,
you kind of got thrown into that at the last second.
Yeah, it's Brad's fault that I don't know how to do English.
YouTube live chat poll for today.
How will you feel if the government shuts down over funding impasse?
There you go.
I literally Googled the word after. I was like, that didn't sound right. And then you looked at me. I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. And then it was kind of just like, all right, here's my two hopes from this. I hope that Ryan never hears that.
No, we don't.
And I hope that Trisha didn't hear that.
I was going to let it go. You told me to make fun of you.
I did.
You said
you got to be able to laugh at yourself in this business.
Yeah, give me what you got. I can't do it the same way I would do to Ryan, though. so we have a press conference that has been soon.
For how long?
Any minute now. Like an hour. I don't know. It's hard to plan a show around.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take that. We're gonna bring you to that press conference because you would think, one would think that when the press conference happens, whatever is keeping them from giving the press conference right now would be crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and that by the time they get to a press conference, they would have something, some news.
What are the odds it's going to happen as soon as I go to call Steve Moore?
That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
Mm.
And Ryan Schmelz is going to be with us at 1:30, and he's going to talk to us about the government shutdown that is looming. They make it sound like it's like the angel of death. That's what I always think about, like the Ten Commandments, when they had the black cloud that goes over the, you know, that's such a good movie. I haven't watched that in a long time. But this, like the word looming, a government shutdown. I wonder how many of you literally do not care about how this is going to shake out. That's the poll, as we were just discussing there. Blame Democrats, blame Republicans, or you couldn't care less. I truly wonder how many of you folks don't care if the government shuts down. Ryan Schmelz will tell us at 1:30 why we should care, I think, about if the government shuts down. There are going to be people who are going to go without a paycheck because they're not going to be going to work. Those individuals, I'll ask him this. I'll ask Ryan to correct me if I'm wrong at 1:30. They always get back pay. So you don't get paid. And then when everything gets done, they always approve back pay for everybody who was off. So it's like you have to go. How many of us live paycheck to paycheck? If you had to go 2 weeks without pay and then in 2 weeks you got double the pay, you'd still probably have to figure a few things out and make some plans and plan accordingly. So we will see with Ryan Schmelz at 1:30. Steve Moore is going to be with us at 1 o'clock as well. The YouTube live chat poll, Brad, do you have any strong feelings about how you will feel if the government shuts down over a funding impasse?
As much as I'd want to say I couldn't care less, I have friends who are in the military and I don't want to see them go through hardship. I think that if at what everybody's,
I think the military is usually still funded and paid. That's at the pleasure of the president to make that determination.
That's true.
Depend on where in the military.
Yeah, and I also have friends that are civilian contractors that work on base as well. Sky
that would
Air
be
Force
different.
Base.
Yeah.
And those, I know for a fact, those people don't get paid whenever that happened, or at least one, the last time there was a shutdown, they didn't get money. So then I feel bad for them because, like you said, people work.
Who was the president the last time it got shut down?
Oh, man. It wasn't Joe Biden, was it? I don't think they actually shut it down during his. Was it Trump?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I think that they did shut it down.
So, that is my concern. I think that if what they're saying about this is true, if it's just a continuing resolution of what Democrats had already approved as far as funding goes, I would say blame Democrats, except on our poll it has an exclamation point. I don't know that I would put an exclamation point as much as I'd put a period.
That's the most Ryan answer to a question you've ever given me. Here, let's listen to Speaker Mike Johnson talk about what is in this CR. Of course, the leader of the Republicans, but also the Speaker of the House and the third in line to the presidency. What is it that Democrats can't get behind in order to support the continuing resolution that will be a Band-Aid on current spending that would go into, it would extend the funding of the government at the levels with which it's being funded right now? What is it the Democrats can't get behind?
There is nothing partisan about this continuing resolution, nothing. We didn't add a single partisan priority or policy rider at all. We're operating completely in good faith to give more time. The only thing that would gut health care, using his own phraseology there, is if we took Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer's demand here, because they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. That's a new fund that we added in the big, beautiful bill, the Working Families Tax Cuts that we passed just a couple months ago. They want to gut that. They also want to hold up all this funding that I listed. I mean, the WIC program is something that we all champion for women, infants, and children nutrition. That would be held up. So it's exactly the opposite of what Hakeem is talking about. The Obamacare subsidies is a policy debate that has to be determined by the end of the year, December 30th, not right now, while we're simply trying to keep the government open so we can have all these debates.
So Speaker Johnson there making the point, it's a systematic thing right now that the problems that Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats have with our budget are arguments and debates that need to be had before the end of the year, because in essence, you're going to have what it's October, basically October, November, December. You've got 3 months to hash out these different types of negotiations so that when you fund the government, when you pass the budget for the next fiscal year, you have done so in a way that has to get a majority in the House and 60 votes in the Senate. So you've got 3 more months to discuss these policies and try to advocate for the things that are important to you. Right now, they're basically buying time to have those discussions. You can't fix the policy of the budget right now because they need to fund the government right now. They're asking for a band-aid. They're asking for 3 more months to have good faith negotiations to fund what they need to fund. So Hakeem Jeffries is saying there's nothing partisan in it. I mean, essentially, the continuing resolution is a continuation of what has already passed before. You know, it's always fun to go back and look at what Republicans were saying when Democrats had the majority and government was shutting down. And I've heard many conservatives say, shut the whole thing down. I'm not necessarily one of those people, but I'm also thinking to myself, if a majority of American voters sent Republicans in the majority in the House and the Senate, they shouldn't give up the whole schmo to appease some Democrats and do things that the Democrats are using, big policies using to hold the system hostage.
Federal law prohibits the expenditure of taxpayer dollars on providing health care to undocumented immigrants. Nowhere have Democrats suggested that we're interested in changing federal law.
So federal law, yes. In the state of Illinois, guess what we do? We provide health care for undocumented immigrants. There are a lot of pushes that are being made by the Democrats to use taxpayer monies to support immigrants who are here, undocumented immigrants who are here. And we'll get the dots on the I's and the crosses on the T's with Ryan Schmelz at 1:30 to find out what those details actually are. But it's also very possible. I'm not even going to say likely, but it's very possible that by the end of our show tomorrow in the evening, they come up with something, they pass a CR, and the Democrats, which it just goes away. Poof. We're not talking about it by Friday because it's a Band-Aid. It's different than the actual budget that needs to be passed. Compromises will be made there. Most certainly. Let us know what you think about the poll. Let's take a break. We're waiting on the press conference where President Trump and Bibi Netanyahu are discussing terms on a 21-point plan to end the Israel-Hamas war. Donald Trump sure has his hands full, doesn't he? He's got like 6 huge things on his plate right now, and we might fit them all in before 3 p.m. It's crazy. Go vote in the YouTube poll. Ethan in for Wiggins America next.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Not Wiggins America. Ethan's America.
Disappointed.
Ethan's America.
Let it soak in.
Yeah.
Don't talk over it.
Okay.
It's a mood. All right, you can go now.
Thank you, Annie.
Why is she like that?
Why is Ryan like that? Why are you like that for supporting this so much?
I know you don't like that.
No.
I've got your back all the other times.
Literally all the other times.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think that Ryan's a little intimidated by you?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Do you think he's intimidated by anything?
No. No, I do not.
I know what he's intimidated by.
I concur. What's he intimidated by?
You.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah. He's scared of you.
No, he's not.
Oh, for sure.
He's not scared of me. He didn't act like it.
He's scared of taking you on the golf course.
That's for sure.
No, that is true. That's the only place. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm just going to quickly mention this regarding golf because it was a huge event this weekend. Mm. The Ryder Cup occurred over the weekend on Long Island in New York, and the U.S. Absolutely did terrible. They were awful. So this is an event that happens.
Day,
this is
right?
An event that happens every other year between the United States and Europe. It's really the only golf event, or it's the biggest team golf event.
Is it all of Europe?
It is all, yes, it's all of Europe combined against the United States. And it's based on who wins each hole is basically what it is. You get a point after playing 18 holes. If you win more holes
like banana ball
than
golf.
Your opponent. So the U.S., traditionally, this has been a tournament that the home team wins. Very rarely does the visiting team win, and the U.S. Was terrible the first 2 days. Almost had an exciting comeback on Sunday, but not enough to pull off.
Did they play that great, or did Europe play that bad?
I mean, the U.S. was very disappointing.
No, I'm talking about the last day.
Europe
kind of melt down?
A little bit, but the U.S. also had some pretty exciting moments.
Okay.
So anyway, I just wanted to mention, we brought up golf, so I just wanted to mention that real quick. Okay, the big news last night that has drawn quite a bit of traction online is that we now know who is going to be performing.
Do we know?
We do, but we don't. We know who's going to be performing in the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
If I got up in the morning and surveyed the news stories and was like, ooh, what do I get to be outraged about today? This is begging for outrage.
Uh-huh.
I can't be bothered.
That's fine.
I don't even watch the Super Bowl anymore.
See, I do.
Yeah.
So I'm upset by this.
Yeah.
Why? Bad Bunny.
Who's Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny is going to be performing at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Bad Bunny is a Latin singer, rapper. The 99% might be lowballing it. I'm going to say 99% of his lyrics are in Spanish. He doesn't sing in English. He's going to be performing at the biggest sporting event in America at the Super Bowl halftime show. So a lot of people are really upset about this. There's always that back and forth on social media that's going on right now with this. But the reason that a lot of people, especially on the right, are upset is that this is a guy that canceled his U.S. tour recently because of the fear of his fans being taken by ICE.
Do you like any Bad Bunny songs?
I don't know any Bad Bunny songs.
You don't know any?
I don't know a single song.
If you don't know any.
I know one feature.
Do I?
It was a Cardi B song that came out almost 10 years ago.
I know her whole catalog.
That's kind of what I thought.
My favorite Cardi B cut was the one where she was in court here recently. And she was making... Did you see that stuff? Oh my gosh. She was just in court for... I don't even know what she was in court for. But there were a lot of clips and they were so funny.
Oh goodness. I can imagine that they were very entertaining.
Old friend producer Katie from the show. Huge Cardi B fan. Yeah. Ooh. Katie listens sometimes. Ethan just judged you hard. But like, yikes. That was my total exposure to Cardi B. She's just really funny. She is.
She's
a character.
She's very entertaining. I'll give her that. Bad Bunny is a very, very famous worldwide singer. I think I looked it up last night. He averages 77 million listeners a month on Spotify.
So no argument that this dude's successful.
Correct. He'll go down probably as one of the most popular Latin music artists at the end of the day, like of all time.
Why Bad Bunny? What's that mean?
I have zero idea on the name. But
did you do any research for this segment?
I didn't know you wanted me to come up with the definition of the freaking name, Andy. Gee whiz.
Well, see, here's the problem. When I ask Ryan that question,
he makes something up. He makes it up.
And we just go on like it's gospel.
Well, when he was a young boy.
In
Venezuela. His mother was very upset with him one day.
Do you feel like come Super Bowl, it's still going to be a Bad Bunny?
Yeah. Apple Music made the official announcement. They're not walking this back. Jay-Z is the face
of
Roc Nation, which is the recording label that basically decides who performs at the Super Bowl halftime show. And
it's all business,
folks. It's a trend. There's definitely a trend that is happening over the last couple of years, the direction that they are going.
Who did it last year? I don't even remember.
Last year was Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah. A minor, yes.
A minor.
I didn't know about that. I didn't know any. It's like, that's how out of touch I am. Freaking old. I didn't know any of that. I'm like, why are people going crazy? So then I learned about it. Because of a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google it. But if I were you, I wouldn't. It's not worth the time. My point being, this stuff is culturally irrelevant anymore.
It's just the part that frustrates me the most, and I'm not even arguing that he's not a very famous figure, and that he has a lot of popularity even in the U.S. But part of me wonders, the NFL has been really trying to globalize the game. There's more international games every single year. My team, the Minnesota Vikings, are playing back-to-back international games right now. They played in Dublin yesterday, and they play in London next week.
Stupid.
And so I understand that aspect of they're trying to internationalize and globalize this, but what are we doing? Who is our market? Who is our main market?
Jay-Z.
And listen, I like good music. I some people probably dissed way more on Kendrick Lamar than I did last year, but what are you supposed to do if you can't even understand what he's saying?
Why?
That just frustrates me.
Why are you not looking at who your audience is, looking who's paying for the tickets, the thousands of dollars it takes to go to the Super Bowl, and being like, what's the show that these people would just go absolutely bonkers over? Because it's not Bad Bunny.
Yes, but I'm going to push back a little bit and say I don't even personally care about the 60,000, 70,000 people that are in the stadium rather than the millions of people watching
it's
in the country
audience.
First.
It's who they serve. But the people who are, the millions of people who are watching at home pay thousands of dollars to go to games in their own town, or they buy merch. These are all customers. They don't give a fudge brownie about their customers. They're trying to push something out. And like,
that's what it feels like.
I understand you're a fan, and I'm not a fan, so we are coming at this from different angles and would not come at a natural conclusion. But I'm like, I just want to say, like, he's just not into you guys. The NFL is just not that into you. So walk away. I don't know. I know you're not going to do it.
Which, that's a hard and unfair thing, right? If you love the game and it's being hurt, like, you still love the game, you know?
No. I watch college football, and when the NFL decided to screw St. Louis over with great, great magnitude, I said bye.
I get it.
But go Irish. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.